This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer, Zach Jones here with you once again. And hey, we're getting heavy into the draft. Speaking of which, tune into Schoten Bulldog this Thursday for our annual pre-draft special from 4 to 6:30 p.m. It'll be streaming live on YouTube. We'll bring you the latest insights, mock draft predictions, insider information, and guest appearances from Jeremy White, Joe DiBiase, Nate Geary, and Sal Capaccio. The show is presented by your Upstate Honda dealers. Visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today for excellent deals on the entire Honda lineup, including the all-new Honda Passport. Zach and I are really getting into it about like the Bills draft strategies and everything like that. 803-0550 is the number to call. We're going to label off some tweets from responses from the tweet that Zach sent out this morning. What are your thoughts if the Bills trade out of round one for the second year in a row? I have become more and more in favor of this. There's a draft party where the theme is going to be make a pick, Bills, and I'm okay if they don't.
I'm okay if they trade down depending on the context.
Ultimately, context always matters.
But 75% of that will be make the damn pick.
And I'm okay with it being you can make the damn pick at 34.
Right, right. Let's get connected to our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Again, the question of the day, what would your thoughts be if for the second year in a row the Bills do trade out of the first round?
Responses are very entertaining.
Mike tweets in, and this is the one that I'm kind of just there. This is where I'm at. Just have Bean tell us if he's trading out of the first round so I don't waste my time by staying up for their pick and then finding out they traded it away.
I'm going to say this. Mike, right there. Mike, I appreciate the tweet. It was probably one of the funnier ones that I've seen. If only it were that easy.
What a dreamland we'd live in if at like noon on Thursday, it's like, hey, it's announced Brandon Bean's having a press conference and he just walks out and goes, guys, we're picking at 33. All right, see you tomorrow. Perfect. I'll see you tomorrow.
I would lose so much money out of that though, just out of hours.
It would hurt you. It would hurt you.
Financially, my wallet is crying.
It would hurt you.
But it would hurt you too.
I'd leave at 8. I'd be fine. 7. I'd leave at 7.
See?
We'd be fine. Our boss would still have us do the first round. He goes, no.
Yeah.
Do the first round.
Yeah, we would still be sitting here anyway.
We'd still be doing it. But at least I would not have the drama of, I wonder if the Bills are actually going to trade out.
And for fans, it's a lot more beneficial to have that sort of like telepathic message. Be like, don't tell anyone. Otherwise, we're going to find out the narc. Because that's the thing. You can't ever do that. Unless they were to do it beforehand, like way beforehand, before the draft board even falls a certain way, I would actually be more mad then.
Mm-hmm.
Because then it's like, okay, you didn't even try.
Yep. Bernie tweets in, I guess it's okay as long as they get some 2026 draft assets. We already have more picks than roster spots available. I'd rather see us use our extra picks to move up for Will Johnson in the first. I don't love the idea of trying to go get Will Johnson. I just don't think you're going to be able to move up that high, especially as it does feel like most draft analysts have like Travis Hunter, number one receiver, number one cornerback. Then Will Johnson's the number one cornerback, even though he did have a lot of injuries this year for Michigan.
Will Johnson's probably getting picked around the 11 to 14 range.
Yeah.
You do not have the ammunition to move up from 30 to do that.
I will say, though, that's an interesting point that we didn't touch on there in the first segment about they already have 10 draft picks. You likely don't have 10 roster spots. You, though, have kind of just outright mentioned, you also really don't believe they're going to make the 10 picks. You think
No.
It's going to be more trade back to then potentially move up and go get who you want in the second,
and
maybe
that,
third round.
And that involves a tweet from Buffalo fan saying, should be trading up, not down. Use those fifth and sixth round picks that won't make the roster in a package. They should be used in trades. They're not going to get used in round one. That's the difference. And that's where I'm in the crux of this discussion of, if you trade back, you get a third round pick. Now all of a sudden, like, hey, I started with 10 picks. Now I have 11 or 12. Why? Like, I have so much picks, I don't know what to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
You start dropping them on the floor. No. That then becomes, you are a very active player, more so than I already suspect you're going to be in day two. You are moving wherever the hell you want if you secure your third round pick with a trade down. When I say you can do some real damage in round two, I mean it. It is something where you are effectively, all picks are on the board at that point.
Man, I really wish the Amari Cooper signing worked out more.
I do too.
Not signing, trade.
I do too, but you know, it is what it is. It did also work in a way that nobody suspected.
That's right.
It kind of opened up the rest of the offense somehow.
It did ultimately open up the offense. My issue, there was not this need to sign him back.
Yes.
Need to get him back in here. And that's the less than ideal feeling, because now there is – wide receiver is still a need. And
you don't get it, though.
Yeah.
He's available.
He's still available. You're fine. My problem is I don't like the idea of trading a third-round pick, not signing the guy back immediately or having that desire to do it, and then having to kind of crawl back because the draft didn't fall your way. Probably be the same thing with Rasul Douglas, by the way, if cornerback
doesn't go
away.
Rasul Douglas, though, it was immediate contributions from him.
Yes.
For that year that he was traded for. Cooper is different, but I also do think that, say they were to bring him back on a kick the tire sort of deal.
Yeah.
It's a low investment sort of thing, and also still got the athletic profile.
He's still going to help you.
I don't know what the reaction would necessarily be from other fans, but I do know that I'd be like, okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm more than comfortable with get him an entire season with this playbook. I am very happy about that, actually.
Yeah, 8 games played for the Bills. 4 of them he was starting. 32 targets, 20 catches, just under 300 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
Honestly, the touchdowns, not bad for 8 games and only having 4 starts.
Well, one of them came after having three practices with the Bills?
Yeah.
Before
it's already
playing.
Impressive. You didn't know the playbook at all. You got yourself a touchdown. That's because Tennessee's dog water, but I digress.
Did also have his own injury as well.
I will say, though.
The wrist injuries, by the way, for the Bills really kind of hampered what we could have seen from that wide receiver room.
Yes, they really did. The injuries this year were kind of frustrating to a point where, like, Keon stagnates. Mm. Bishop doesn't even get started with his season and is already behind the eight ball.
Yep.
Shakir misses a couple games, and the wide receiver room never looked more disjointed. It was weird last year. I don't think that kind of frantic injury style happens again.
Well, and it was also weird, too, because ultimately by the playoffs, it was the healthiest they'd been in years.
Yes! That's where it got to. So the other part, though, when it comes down to my humor in the responses, is there are people that it's pretty much, I don't want to have to stay up just so that they don't make a pick again.
Yeah, there's not the level of frustration of...
It's saltiness.
Yeah, it's more, I don't want to have to stay up to not see anything, and I get that.
I got work in the morning. What the hell are we doing? Like, it's every bar league hockey game ever, and I know that Owen and Josh are in the other room, and they can appreciate what I'm saying on this.
They get it.
It's every bar league hockey game. If I'm getting cross-checked in the back, I'm going to turn around and go, dude, I got work in the morning. What the hell are you doing?
Yeah, I'm just...
Bills here. I got work in the morning. That's mm-hmm. Mike's tweet. I wish you would have let me know sooner.
Mm-hmm. I'll have it. And you brought up a lot with the context.
Context matters.
But there
was
to last year when they traded back, there was a number of receivers we all would have been thrilled for them to take, and they ultimately still moved back. So using that framework, that's where I'll be frustrated if Kenneth Grant's on the board, Trey Amos, Maxwell Harrison, Tylaik Williams, Derek Harmon. If those guys are all there at 30 and they still move back,
that tells you that they're comfortable with getting one of them. Any one of them.
Great. Take the one you like the most and just take them. Take the one you like most. When you hit me with that, you're playing the board too much. Instead of, we're just going to add talent.
We need starters, add talent. It's more of like you want them to stick to their conviction sort of thing.
You have a conviction.
But say, ready? The reason they're trading out then is not because one of those players is about to get taken. It's because Jackson Dart's hanging around. Context matters.
Three quarterbacks are gone by 21.
No.
I'm fully on with that.
I'm of the belief that when the league sees a quarterback class not be stellar, they show it with their drafting.
I think three quarterbacks are gone by 20.
As quarterback needy as the league is, Kenny Pickett was the only one in a terrible draft class.
Oh, man, that was awesome. EJ, only one in 2013, right?
So,
right.
Yeah, when the quarterback draft class is not shown to be spectacular, teams do not reach on them as frequently.
I think, but there's a difference there. Those were bad quarterback classes.
Those were bad quarterback classes. This is meh.
I think this is just an average quarterback class.
And yet, two of them are still going to threaten to be top 10.
Exactly. And then you'll get to a team.
The Steelers, there's no way they take Jackson Dart at 21.
Maybe it's not Jackson Dart at 21.
If it's not Jackson Dart and the Steelers take a quarterback, Josh, at the break, we're going to have to come up with something stupid for me to eat on that Thursday night.
No, maybe it's Shedeur Sanders.
Buffalo Pepsi 2.0.
Oh, wow. That's mean.
That is actually very mean.
Egg salad sandwich.
There we go.
No, that's Jeremy's thing.
Yeah, but you can eat it, too.
We can't steal the bit.
No.
I'm not a bit stealer. I don't want to do that.
But what about Shedeur Sanders?
Shedeur?
There's constantly this ebb and flow. Is he going to drop or not?
So, ready? What happened? Why is he dropping all of a sudden?
Oh, I think a big part of it is he's not nearly as athletic as you'd want a modern NFL quarterback to be. I think that's the biggest thing.
But now I'm thinking the Jets have avoided you. The Saints have avoided you.
Mm-hmm.
That means that things are shaking out a little differently in the top of the first round. One player doesn't fracture an entire big board, but it does start to show something. That means more players are going to get taken and to a point where maybe the shoot gets pulled by the Bills because there is a quarterback taken. If Shedeur Sanders is there at 30, I'm actually begging the Bills to trade down at that point. Because you're going to get something to make that deal.
That's my thing. I think he's gone by 21. I think Pittsburgh takes Shedeur Sanders if he's there.
So ready? If he goes to the Steelers at 21, that means that some team is going to get horny over Jackson Dart.
Saints.
And trade up.
If it's the Saints, I don't think we're going to have that option. It's going to be Milroe. It's going to be Will Howard. It's going to be Kyle McCord.
If it's the Saints, though.
Saints at 9.
Saints are at pick 40 in round 2. That is expensive.
Well, no, I think the Saints are taking them at 9. They're taking a quarterback at 9.
Oh, my God. If they take not Shedeur Sanders at 9 and they take a quarterback.
We'll see.
You know how I was talking about like your crippling insanity?
Oh, Dart going at 9 would kill you.
Kill me in the sense of I'm laughing too hard. Like, I will actually not have air in my lungs to complete the rest of the broadcast.
I've gotten to a point I try not to laugh at any pick because I've been burned by the Detroit Lions a few times.
God.
Cole Strange has ultimately turned out, I think, to be an okay player.
He's actually an okay player, but definitely
not first-round caliber. So I've just take who you like. That's really what's – have convictions, take who you like.
Yes, but
Saints are taking a quarterback.
But make sure you stretch before you reach, okay?
Yeah, but Saints are taking a quarterback. They knew about the car thing
and
everything. If
it's not Shedeur Sanders, I'm going to laugh my ass off. I'm saying it right now because this quarterback class, outside of those two players in Warden Sanders, it's cheeks.
I don't think Dart's that bad. I don't think he's worth the ninth overall pick, but I also don't think most quarterbacks are worth that high up. The value gets taken that high.
There's no way. I think this quarterback class outside of two players is booty cheeks. It's bad.
You think that way? Most people I see is just this average. Cam Ward is also a pretty darn good prospect. He just doesn't have the flash that you would want from a quarterback.
And he's still going to go number one overall,
probably. He's going to go number one overall, and he should.
I don't even know if he should. He's not the best player in this draft class. No, he's not even the most important need on the Titans, and they have Will Levis playing quarterback.
There you go. They have Will Levis playing quarterback. They can't have that again. They cannot have that again.
And I know. I've said it. You cannot march in good faith, you cannot march Mayo Man out there for another starting season and tell Tennessee fans, hey, stick around, because then there's going to be four of them by the end of the season.
That's why they're going to take Cam Ward. That's why the Saints are going to take quarterback. That's why Pittsburgh's going to take quarterback. They need quarterbacks.
The thing is that you can need quarterbacks. There is an obnoxious b-hole out there that is available.
Yeah, and he still hasn't signed. Pat McAfee did a huge thing in Pittsburgh, still didn't sign. He's waiting for Minnesota, and they're not acquiescing to him.
The thing is that, ready? Once he finds out how the draft shakes out, that is a definitive roster shift within the NFL. Directions are made and chosen. At that point, you know where you're going if you're going to play. It's either these teams or quit.
And I think teams will put him in that box.
And the thing is that someone's going to blink first. And it's probably the attention-seeking Rodgers.
I think we've already gotten to a point teams are moving off of him.
Teams have moved off of him. But the first one to blink is going to be Rodgers.
No, I think he already has. I think teams have moved off of him. They're into the draft. They're done dealing with his BS.
No, ready?
And so I think teams have already decided if the quarterback's there, we're taking him.
Teams could do that. Plans change.
What, when Rodgers goes, oh, at 41 years old, I'm now ready to play. No, get out of here. We're done. We're moving on.
And again, the thing is that a team could also blink first in that moment too.
I don't think they will. I don't think they will. Teams continue to bring these guys into workouts.
Yes, but teams blink all the time on these things.
They do. I don't think they're going to do it for a 41-year-old who burned the Jets to the ground. He's not leaving Green Bay.
No, you're right. You're right about all of this. It is also teams drink stupid juice.
803-0550, the number two call. Still talking draft today. Do want to talk a little bit on the Sabres. They're playing Toronto tonight. Also, AFC East rival, the Dolphins, continue to have just bad offseason after bad offseason. And the good vibes for them seem to have been completely thrown out the door. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. This is WGR.